Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I have an interesting name for you at Michigan if Jim Harbaugh were to leave. I'll tell you that in a second. Before we do that, I forgot to give away the end of the last segment, our package from Beatrice Bakery this week, Sip.
Okay.
This one means a lot to me because this guy's been a good person for the ticket for a long time, and he's a good person in general. Kendall Warnock at A1 Automotive, also a firefighter here in Lincoln. I saw recently he gave away to 10 teachers $1,000 credits. Just because he's a nice guy to go for the holidays, he did that.
For A1 Automotive?
Yeah, from A1 Automotive, yeah.
Really? Kendall.
And I appreciate what he does for the people in this community. So today for Beatrice Bakery's giveaway on this show, we're going to give away our care package to Kendall Warnock from A1 Automotive / Lincoln Fire and Rescue, because he has done a lot of great things in this community and he deserves to have somebody recognize him for what he has done.
Yeah, that's nice, Jake.
And you can find your own cakes again at BeatriceBakery.com. They've got great fruit cakes, liqueur cakes, and more. But today, Kendall Warnock.
Yeah,
is
we got
our
a lot
recipient.
Of those. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. We got a lot of those cakes around the office from
Beatrice Bakery.
Yeah, and they're good.
They're great.
I mean, like they have those little bite-sized fruit that's cakes.
You love the fruit cake.
Yeah,
samples.
God, those are good.
They are great.
God bless that place.
I saw this. Okay, so you asked me earlier in the show about any rumors about Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And nothing yet. It's still quiet. Now, nobody's been hired yet in the head coaching cycle. You've heard a lot of interviews, and we'll see probably the next week or so, week to 2 weeks, names being hired.
Okay.
And Jim Harbaugh still crickets there in that. You heard maybe that the Raiders might take a shot at him. Haven't heard anything beyond that, if there's any interviews at all. But I saw that a potential person that Michigan might pursue if Harbaugh were to leave would be Matt Rhule, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Now, I'd be curious, Sip. He's been pretty underwhelming in his 2 years at Carolina. Now, he did hire Joe Brady to come with them and fired him mid-season this year. So he lasted a year and a half there, the former LSU brainchild with Joe Burrow and Ed Orgeron down there, Joe Brady. But if Matt Rhule were the guy at Michigan, if Harbaugh were to leave, how would that be received, and how do you perceive that in terms of a prestige step for Michigan?
Pretty big. I mean, he's coming from the NFL, which helps. He had 2 big years at Temple. He got Temple to 10 wins twice, right? Then Baylor snatched him up. He went 1-11, 7-6 in his first 2 seasons at Baylor. 1-11 and 7-6. But then he threw an 11-3 and went to the Sugar Bowl. 11-3, 8-1 in a Big 12, and went to the Sugar Bowl. So, Temple and Baylor, I mean, he did it at those places at a high level. So that's what you're looking at more than what he's done in the NFL, right? For Matt Rhule,
yeah. Well,
he's a highly respected guy.
He is. I'm curious if you were a Michigan fan. You know, Jim Harbaugh got you over this hump that you had been. You know, they didn't win the playoffs, but they beat Ohio State. They won the Big Ten. They had done that for a long time.
Yeah, 8 years.
Could Matt Rhule do that for you? Like, is it built up enough that guys wouldn't leave if Harbaugh left? Could Rhule keep it going?
Let me put it to you this way. How do you feel about Matt Rhule? Okay, I'm going to put it to you this way. How do you feel about Matt Rhule compared to Brady Hoke?
Better.
Okay. How do you feel about Matt Rhule compared to Rodriguez, Rich Rodriguez?
Well, when he was hired, that was a good hire. It didn't work out there. So that's a different story.
That's hindsight.
In terms of, okay, how
it's
about
hindsight.
How about the reaction when those guys were hired?
Rich Rod? I thought it was weird hiring Rich Rod with
what?
West spread offense
guy. What did he do at West Virginia? He was really successful at
West
Virginia.
He was a spread offense, though, right? It was a weird fit. It didn't. No. Hold on. I thought Rich Rod was an odd hire at Michigan.
I was back in middle school then, but I did think it was a good hire.
But he was running. He took a spread up there. Harbaugh fits. Harbaugh's offense fits. Hard downhill running game, play action. Rich Rod. I mean, he took an offense that you run at Texas Tech to Michigan. Not
it didn't
a fit.
Work. It didn't work out.
Brady
okay,
Hoke is a Michigan man. Now that made sense. Brady Hoke, his personality, he's kind of a gruff, big dude, you know, former lineman. That kind of made sense, but didn't work out. I always remember that game when Tommy pitched it to Amir Abdullah, and he went in down by the pylon down there, and Nebraska won that game, and I got caught up in a press box, couldn't take an elevator, too late. I had to go down through the crowd to get to the post game. Holy God, those people were angry, and it was not a pleasant scene. I had to get through a lot of big Michigan dudes that were dropping F-bombs, and they didn't want to move out of the way, and I had to get through, and it was not a good scene. I had to get through thousands of angry Michigan fans. And I knew going down there, Hoke's in deep trouble. Those people were angry.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anyway, Rhule compared to Hoke? Rhule compared to Rich Rod? Yeah, way better.
I just wonder how Michigan fans would receive it, though.
I think they'd receive it okay.
Give me a better name, then, Jake.
Well,
they want Matt Campbell. Who resonates more with Michigan fans, Matt Campbell or Matt Rhule?
How'd Campbell do this year?
Matt Campbell had a fine year, but not a great year.
He had a top 10 team that won 7.
Top 10 team?
Iowa State preseason top 10 won 7.
It was a fine year.
Fine year is incredibly disappointing.
They made a bowl game still.
Oh, you're going with fine, really? Let's ask a Cyclone
fan
about
Matt Rhule
that.
How his year went with the Panthers this season.
No, don't deflect.
Matt Panthers.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
His team fell apart.
Matt
this
Campbell,
year.
I think it was a top 5 rated team at Iowa State.
Well, as we all know, weird things happened last year. The 2020 football season, that strange things happen.
Yeah, strange things
which
happen.
Which allowed some teams to rise up more than they probably should.
I'll tell you one strange thing that happened. Campbell went from top 10 in the preseason to the Cheez-It Bowl. Against Clemson, by the way. How come Clemson's in the Cheez-It Bowl? And they lost to Clemson.
Yep.
Okay, let's see the Iowa State's losses during their wonderful season that you're giving me. Okay.
Please list them.
Iowa, not a bad loss.
Yep, the special teams was bad.
Lost at West Virginia, 38-31.
Okay.
Lost at Texas Tech. Lost at Oklahoma. lost.
What was the score of the Oklahoma game?
28-21.
Okay.
Yeah. I lost at Baylor. Their losses aren't that bad.
They're not that bad.
No. But 7-6. Campbell's star fell a little bit this year, right? Come on. Right?
I just wonder if you're a Michigan fan, which coach who
Rule
who's
or Campbell?
I'd say Rule.
I'd say Rule.
He's a better coach.
How's Campbell done against Iowa?
He has not beaten Iowa.
Never
yet.
Beaten Iowa. Man, Ferentz.
I'd just be curious what Michigan fans are thinking. If Harbaugh were to leave, like, who is your reasonable top choice?
Rule or Campbell.
Is there anybody else we're forgetting that would maybe go there? Anybody else that we're not mentioning?
I don't think so.
It's one versus
who is
two
it?
There.
Unless you're talking about an outlier like Bob Stoops or something like that.
That seems like a
no way. It ain't happening.
Unlikely.
That's not happening. I don't think there's anybody we're forgetting.
I'm curious who else would be in that.
There's probably names that you could come up with, but the two guys. I mean, Campbell makes a lot of sense. That's the name you hear a lot. It makes you wonder if he's just been waiting around for that. By the way, and Rule makes sense to me. I mean, you got to look what Rule did at Temple and Baylor. That's what you have to look at, right?
Yes, you do.
It's Harbaugh leaving.
It's been weird.
Harrison's shaking his head.
It's been weirdly quiet on that front.
Right. And it's not just the Raiders. It's the Bears' job. I mean, wouldn't he look at the Chicago Bears' job?
He would look at Miami also. Stephen Ross is a Michigan man.
Okay.
Like the big-time Michigan donor. He has a building on the campus named after him in the business area. Stephen Ross, Miami Dolphins.
In Ann Arbor.
In Ann Arbor. He says he's not taking him away, but if Harbaugh's the one reaching out, then he would take him away.
Gotcha.
Right. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe today and Shut Up Sipple. We're going to do Big Ten basketball coaches, but you got to tell me the coach's name. I'm going to ask you what school, who is the head coach at this school, and you tell me his name because it's too easy the other way around. If I tell you, what school is this guy the head coach at? Well, that's simple. I want you to see if you can tell me the head coach name in the Big Ten basketball conference. 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts. Well, pretty soon. Oh, don't freeze on me. Don't freeze on me. The computer froze on me again. I'm trying. The computer froze. Here we go. It starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Sip is on a two-game win streak. He is above 500 since the reset at 48-47. How do you feel today about Big Ten basketball coaches?
I feel weird. Like this shouldn't be that hard. I feel like I'm a little like my brain could lock up.
Happens to us all.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ben, how do you feel about Big Ten basketball coaches?
I'm pretty confident about basketball coaches.
All right, Ben, first question goes to you. Who is the head coach of Minnesota?
Last name.
I know he did not. So the Louisville coach's son, Patino. I'm going to go with Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, former Nebraska assistant.
If I would have said Johnson, would you have given it to me?
I'm going to start using Harrison as my judge for that. Use the producer.
Harrison?
He wants first name on that one.
Wow.
Johnson's okay. Too common, you know? Okay. Maybe if it's a weird last name, then sure.
Okay.
All right, Sip.
My brain went to Patino right away, so it kind of... It almost froze up.
Yeah, it's tricky, Ben. It's tricky.
You fought it off.
This is so easy that it's almost sort of tricky.
Sip, here's your first question to tie it up. Who is the head coach of Ohio State basketball?
This is what I mean. I can see the guy. He's a little guy with gray hair and a fat face, you know, plump face.
Whoa.
Plump face.
Whoa. Hello.
Starts with an H.
A fat face.
Starts with an H, last name, right?
I cannot say yes right. or no. I can say this. You got 5 seconds.
Hardman,
five. Four. Three.
Holtzman, Holman. Holman. Chris Holman.
That's not right. It's, oh. not, it's not Chris Holman. What is it, Ben?
It's so Sam Swanson's Lance Samsonite. It is Chris Holtzman.
Holtzman.
What did I say?
He said Holman, no T.
Okay.
Yeah, Holtman.
Maybe people get mad that I gave that to him and not to you, but it's Holtman, not Holman.
I feel like I was on the right track.
You are the right track, but the track wasn't quite accurate enough.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know.
Listen.
This was scary. This game was going to be scary.
Harrison, was that fair to get? What did you think? I should have given it to him? It's too late. I've already given it to Ben.
I give it to him.
You want to give it to him, Ben?
This is your okay. Close
wow,
this is
Ben,
I might not have gotten until he said Holman.
All right, okay. I'm gonna switch. Okay, it's 1-1. Ben is a very nice opponent, so you're
thank
tied
you,
up
Ben.
Now.
All right, thank you, Ben.
All right, Ben,
for your grace.
Now I'm rooting for you, Ben. Here's your last question. Tied 1-1. Who is the head coach of Wisconsin?
Oh, come on.
This is an easy one. It is Greg Gard.
Great guard is right.
This is a strange game today, isn't it, Ben? This is strange.
Yep. This is one of the easiest questions you've had ever.
Weird, yeah. All right, go
it's
ahead.
It's usually easier when I tell you the name. You get
all
to
right.
me the school.
I got
it's
you. Go ahead.
All right, sip for the tie. Who is the head coach of Northwestern?
I'm going last name only here. Collins.
Chris Collins is
yeah,
correct.
Chris Collins.
All right, this goes to Sip since Ben was very kind in his gesture to make this a tie game.
Wow.
Ben will go over under your answer here. All right, Zip. Indiana head coach Mike Woodson coached 8.5 years in the NBA, 6 years with the Hawks, and 2.5 years with the Knicks. How many playoff games did he coach in as a head coach? In 8.5 seasons, how many?
Okay, wait a second. 8.5 seasons with the Knicks and the Hawks.
No, he had 6 with the Hawks, 2.5 with the Knicks.
Yeah.
How many playoff games?
Two. Two.
He coached in 2 playoff games?
That's my guess. That's my guess. What?
You know, series are 7 games, but how many playoff games?
Oh, playoff appearances is what I'm saying.
No, I said how many playoff games.
Okay, I meant playoff appearances. So playoff games.
Revise your number. How many playoff games did he coach?
Not playoff appearances.
Oh, games.
Two. Okay, so 2. 6. I'll say 8. 8.
8 games.
Yeah, 8 games.
Ben, over under 8 games he coached in.
You know what's funny is we were sitting at the Nebraska game last week.
Oh, don't.
And we remembered who he was, and we looked up his career.
Oh, great.
And stuff playing and who he coached for, but we never looked that up. We just couldn't remember who his name was and who he played for. I'm going to take the over, but I think Sipple's pretty close.
He's not close at all. 46 playoff games.
Really?
They made the playoffs several times, and they won a couple
Who's
series.
Who's they?
The Hawks won a series once or twice.
Okay.
Which means you won at least 4 games. You played in probably
more. I thought that he never made the playoffs.
No,
that's what I was.
He made the playoffs actually 5 years.
And then I thought, there's no way you can ask me that question if he didn't make the playoffs.
I'm gonna look it up. I think he made the playoffs 5 years in a row.
Is that right, Ben?
Yes.
Thank you,
Ben. Congrats, man. You deserve those bagels today.
Yeah. Jeez.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
We'll give Ben those bagels courtesy of our courier Eagle Delivery.
This show today has been at times really strong and at times just a train wreck. Nebraska basketball discussion was a train wreck. And I thought that game show was a train wreck.
Why was it a train wreck? Was it too easy?
Well, I mean, I heard playoff. I thought playoff appearances.
No, I said how many playoff games did he coach in?
Yeah,
you heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
Yeah. Oh, I did. You're right. It wasn't your fault.
I just said two, really. You know, they play at least 4 games
exactly.
in a series.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
We'll bring in DP and JP.
Yeah, thankfully. Please come in.
Break on the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.